All right. So we're here this afternoon at the Takeover Innovation Conference at Arcadian Court, downtown Toronto, just super close to our office. I'm here with April Hossein.
To work with us and share their ideas with us. So I'd say that's pretty innovative about our team.
Look over here. So one of the things that we do with our work is that, of course, you know, it's not just a thing about age or being young, but we're also focused on what is happening, what other companies are doing. We constantly are looking at other brands' Instagram accounts, what other agencies are doing, what other people in the industry are doing. And more importantly, if we're working in the food and restaurant industry, we're looking at the latest restaurants, checking out what they're up to, what content are they creating, what branding are they doing. So for us, innovation is about staying fresh and using that as inspiration to create really awesome things together as part of our team.
Yeah, we're in the space that we serve. We don't just serve them, but we also engage.
Yeah.
And we put ourselves out there. Yeah.
And exactly, and being a part of the community makes such a difference. Like, there's a lot of agencies or creatives that kind of just work in the background, you know, work behind the scenes. But for us, we're out and about, we're at conferences, we're hosting our own events, we're doing, you know, contests, we're out there, right? So for us, that really helps us to become innovative or stay innovative. April.
I was looking at the wrong angle.
I know you were. Do you have any questions for us?
What is innovation to you?
Oh my God. Okay, well then I gotta look here. So innovation to me specifically is not about going with the obvious answer or the obvious solution. It's about considering that and then finding out what the challenge is or what the problem is, because there's an easy solution to everything, right? There's an obvious answer, there's an obvious quick solution that everyone's doing. And the whole thing is, if you're trying to be different, if you're trying to make an impact, if you're trying to make a difference, you have to be innovative and try something totally new. The number one way that I'm innovative is by pairing up different concepts together. So, you know, pairing up different brands or ideas that would never work together and merging them to make something new. Pairing together different people that wouldn't necessarily collaborate together and making something new. That's the way that I innovate. So we're here at this conference today, and you know, it's our first time really being at this scale of a conference where we have an official booth. You know, we've partnered with a lot of events and done a lot of in-kind sponsorships, but this is like our first, you know, real big thing. So April, what do you think about, you know, the types of organizations that are here?
I mean, well, first of all, I've been telling everyone how we were here as attendees just this past fall, and it's completely crazy to see not only how tribal scale has grown, but how the conference has grown. And also just the fact that we were here as attendees in October and now we're here as a sponsor.
Less than a year later.
Yeah, and honestly, that was purely through building the relationship. We have some awesome partners here at Tribal Scale and friends here at Tribal Scale. So in a matter of months, we've been able to go from, you know, supporting them by being at the conference to actually supporting them through, you know, promoting what they do. So yeah, that alone has been really cool. But in terms of who's here at the conference today, pretty diverse, although it's very tech related. It's incredible how many different companies and organizations are here.
And even organizations like that you would think are traditional, like CIBC,
yeah.
They're a bank, but they have their Live Labs team here and they're
right.
Talking about their innovation team. And
right.
That's exciting for us because, you know, we like working with big brands, but especially when they're doing something creative and different and innovative. So we're pumped to have some of our clients even here as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, just because it's a tech conference doesn't mean there's nothing here for you. We're right next to a real estate booth.
Yep.
On the other side, we have Tribal Skills design team. We have a 360 camera booth right across from us. So
yep.
Highly recommend checking it out.
As always, this is one of my informal podcast episodes. Sometimes I am reading an article. Sometimes I'm at an event and I'm recording some of the things that the speakers are saying. And sometimes I'm recording a panel discussion or a speech that I'm doing myself at an event. So I appreciate you taking the time to listen. And if you have any questions or would like to collaborate in any way, feel free to reach out. My Twitter handle is @Francavilla, which is my last name. And you can also visit my homepage that links out to all the things I do, my business, my organizations, and my social media. So that is danielfrancavilla.com. Again, my last name is spelled FRANCAVILLA. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.